The negative phase of Arctic oscillation continues to have a big influence on the U.S. right now, and it's partially responsible for the cooler bias in temperatures that have been occurring and those that are yet to come. We will see the negative phase of Arctic oscillation still being with us as we go through the weekend and through a big part of next week. The next wave of significantly colder than usual weather is being advertised for the second half of next week and on into the second weekend of the two-week outlook. If the model data is correct, we may end up seeing the month of March finishing out rather chilly, and already some market commentary in recent days has been along the lines that perhaps planting this spring will be delayed because of cool temperatures and moist field conditions across a part of the Midwest. So that's something for us to keep in the back of our minds, because the pattern we're in right now is not likely to change much over the next week to 10 days. In addition to that scenario that's playing out, there's other areas in North America that are dealing with an adverse impact of the negative phase of Arctic oscillation. One of those is up in Canada, where a substantial amount of snow has been accumulating in several locations, and their spring runoff potential now is becoming a bit of a fright because of the volume of water that's tied up in the snow, and delays in fieldwork may occur there also this spring. Well, meanwhile, our local weather is still looking fairly good as we go through this next couple of days, but we do have a couple of disturbances that will be working their way through the Midwest from northwest to southeast that will likely create enough precipitation to keep us in a moist weather mode. This first disturbance that will pass through the region is a snow event that's already getting underway in the upper parts of the Midwest and the northern plains today, and will likely continue to work its way southeastward from Minnesota into parts of Wisconsin, Ohio, Indiana, eventually down to Kentucky. Now, not all of it will be snow. Most of the snow will be in the upper parts of the Midwest. Rain will likely occur to the south of the snow area, including places like northeastern Missouri, southern Iowa, portions of Illinois and Indiana will all see some rain evolve out of this event. Now, most of the precipitation that occurs in these lower eastern Midwest locations will probably not evolve until we get into the evening hours tonight and really overnight in general. The system will be moving out of the western Corn Belt as we get into the morning tomorrow, and it'll be out of the eastern belt by tomorrow night. Another disturbance will come in behind it, though, and it will likely impact areas from Missouri and eastern Kansas to the Ohio River Valley. This will occur mostly on Sunday, and it'll be a rain event primarily. The little low pressure center that's going to develop there will likely increase a little bit as we move forward into a Monday morning, and we'll likely see rain totals in some of the eastern portions of the Midwest maybe running a quarter to three-quarters of an inch with an isolated one-inch amount possible in a few locations. The moisture from this first little disturbance that comes in here today and overnight tonight will be mostly producing less than 25 hundredths of an inch of moisture with a couple of greater amounts. As we move on out into the first part of next week, a second storm system of size will form in the northern plains, will likely generate a blizzard or near blizzard conditions on Sunday into Monday across the Dakotas and Minnesota. The storm system will trail a cold front down into the western Corn Belt. We'll likely see precipitation occur along that frontal boundary as we move from Monday into Tuesday, so additional precipitation will impact a lot of the Midwest at that point in time. Then the bigger storm system that is followed by cold weather will likely occur in the second half of next week. Our temperatures across the Midwest here over the next couple of days will be trying to turn a little bit warmer. Temperatures this afternoon will actually be in the 70s in Kansas and Missouri. In fact, over 80 degrees in parts of Kansas. In contrast, the readings will only be in the 30s and 40s in the northern parts of the Midwest, with some teens and 20s in the northwesternmost Corn Belt. Tomorrow afternoon, temperatures will be in the teens and 20s in the far north, running in the 40s and 50s in the south, maybe a couple of 60-degree readings near the Ohio River. And we'll look for high temperatures on Sunday, running 20s and 30s north and 40s in the south, and Monday will probably be very similar. Low temperatures at night over these next few nights will be running mostly in the teens and 20s north and the 30s and 40s south. There will be some sub-zero temperatures in the extreme northwest. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.